In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, on Sunday, we had an epistle reading where St. Paul urged us to prove the faith, not through arguments, not by arguing with people who disagree, but by living the faith, by presenting a good example, by putting the faith into practice through good deeds. And in today's gospel reading, our Lord gives us an example of just that. This is one of those very simple gospel readings, which on first sight, it's a nice story, but it's not full of hidden meaning, or doesn't seem to be full of hidden meaning. In today's gospel, Jesus heals two blind men, and he does it very unostentatiously, right? He walks by the blind men, and they're calling out to him, "Help us, Son of David." He just walks by, but they show even greater faith by following him into the house, like they're not going to give up, just like the Canaanite woman, you remember, who persisted in begging for his help. So they come into the house, and he says, "Do you believe that I can do this?" They say, "Yes." And he says, "Okay, you're healed." And he tells them not to tell anybody, right? He's not trying to spread his fame abroad, but he is just healing them out of love. Then, as he's going, there's a dumb demoniac who's brought to him. This is a person who's possessed by a demon and unable to speak because of the demon within them. And it doesn't even say how he casts him out. It just says, and when the demon has been cast out. So Jesus is just very nonchalantly, unostentatiously going through the countryside, healing and helping everyone who comes to him, casting out demons. As he does this, he's fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah concerning the coming of God's salvation, the coming of the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 4 through 6. "Be comforted, you faint-hearted. Be strong, do not fear. Behold, our God renders judgment and will render it. He will come and save us. Then, when he comes and saves us, at that time the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall hear. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb speak clearly." So Christ is living the fact that he is the Messiah through these works that he's doing. And so all the people notice it, you know, the men that he tells, "Don't tell anybody what I've done for you." They, of course, go and immediately tell everybody. And all the crowds marvel, saying, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel. Never was anything like this seen in Israel." And of course, the Pharisees, who have been presenting themselves as the religious authorities, they say, "Well, what about us? What are we, chopped liver?" You know. And in their envy, they respond, "No, he casts out demons by the prince of demons." Another one of the Gospels records a similar encounter, and Jesus simply challenges them by saying, "A house divided against itself cannot stand. Why would the devil cast out his own minions who are doing his work?" But here, if we pay attention, what is Christ's response? He has no verbal response. He doesn't challenge them. But what does he do? He just continues doing what he was doing. "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every disease and every infirmity among the people." He didn't respond to their attacks with arguments, but he responded with his actions, because his actions spoke louder than words. His actions could not be, explained away. All of the Pharisees' arguments against Christ proved hollow in the face of his divine and healing power, which fulfilled all of God's promises in the Old Testament. And so this is, again, an example for us of how important it is not to think we have to argue with people about the truth of the faith, but instead to simply live that faith and let that example shine forth like the lamp that Jesus talked about in last week's gospel, the lamp that when it's lit, it's not hidden under the bed, but it's put on a stand so that it can give light to all. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So let us, again, focus not on arguments, but rather on living that faith, which has a double benefit. First and foremost, it benefits us. But secondly, it can benefit those around us as they see the truth of Christ's gospel. To him be glory, honor, and worship together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.